Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. One of the aspects of René Descartes' meditation number 4 that I think some modern readers may find a bit puzzling or confusing is his discussion of how the human being, which is the inquirer, the one who's engaging in some self-reflection in these meditations, is caught in between two different ends, we might say, of the spectrum of being, with the supreme being or God on one side, and what he describes as nothingness, néant, or non-being, non-être, on the other side. And really what we ought to do if we want to understand this properly within a context of the history of ideas is instead of seeing it as a continuum like this, we should flip it so that supreme being is at the top and non-being is at the non-bottom, you might say, right? There's nothing down there, quite literally. And then everything else is gradations in between. And the human being is set in between those in some respect. So Descartes begins this meditation by, you know, he's interested in how do I go wrong? How do I make errors? How do I make mistakes is another way we can translate erreur, right? So he says that I find within myself a certain capacity or power of judging, which I doubtless received from God. And then he talks about how God would not set him up to be deceived. So how is he deceived then? Well, this whole business of thinking about where human being fits in is part of that picture of answering this question, well, how do I actually go wrong? So he's going to talk about two ideas that he has, that he's had the entire time, and now he's managed to bring to light over the course of his meditations, and which he's now going to look at more closely in order to understand where he fits in. So he talks about having a real and positive, you could translate real as actual if you want, a real and positive idea of God. In Meditation 3, he talked about this in terms of actually providing a proof for God's existence. This idea is something like a mark that the workman places upon his product, and the product here is the human mind. So we have an idea of God, according to Descartes, that is within our mind. So what is this real and positive idea of God? It's very important, actually, that we stress this notion of there being a positive idea, because in some of the objections, some of the commentators are going to say, oh, you know, you talk about this infinite being, but your notion of infinity is basically just like a privative idea. You're taking away all sorts of limitations, and then you have this kind of fuzzy concept in your mind. Descartes is saying, no, I have an idea of God as a being, as he says, a supremely perfect being. In other places, he'll talk about this as a being lacking none of the perfections, a being possessing all of the perfections. And we might want to think for just a moment, what is a perfection? A perfection is something that it is better to be than not to be. That's, you know, not Descartes' actual formulation. That goes all the way back to Anselm of Canterbury discussing the divine attributes. But I think it's perfectly apt right here to think of it in that way. So anything that's good, anything that's describing fullness or perfection, you know, that is what God actually is. So he says, when I think about God, I don't discover in myself any cause of error or falsity. He says, I remark that God doesn't present itself only to my thought, a real and positive idea of God, or better yet, a being who's, you know, sovereignly or supremely perfect, souverainement parfait, but also I have another idea that's at the other end of the spectrum. I have, he says, something that could be said, pour ainsi parler, a certain idea that is negative. A negative idea of what? Of nothingness, néant. And why I translate it as nothingness? Because it's not an idea of nothing, rien. It's an idea of what it is to be nothing. This is a little bit harder to wrap your head around. I mean, wrapping your head around what exactly God is, that's already quite difficult. But thinking nothingness, that's also quite difficult as well. And then, you know, if we want a little bit of clarification to try to help us out, he does provide some right here. He tells us that it is what is infinitely distant, éloigné in French, from every kind or type or sort of perfection. And he says it's infinitely distanced from that. So however much you can think of something as being without a perfection being something like goodness or being or truth or power or whatever it is that you want to think about, however much you think about it, it's even further than that, is another way of conceptualizing it. So you really can't wrap your head around this adequately, and yet Descartes says that there is a certain idea of this in our mind. This is a negative, this is a privative idea as opposed to that of God. So he says that I myself, here's the third key point, am sort of a middle ground, milieu, between God and nothingness. That is to say, I am placed in some way between the sovereign being, God, and non-being, non-être. And he says that within me, qu'il ne se rencontre de vrai rien à moi qui me puisse conduire dans l'erreur. There's nothing within me that's going to lead me to error, insofar as the sovereign being has produced me. So God didn't make me ready to go astray or liable to go astray, but because I'm positioned between supreme being, infinite perfection, infinite sum of perfections, and non-being, it's possible for me to go astray, for me to err, for me to fall into mistakes. So he says, if I consider myself as participating, and now notice he has to hedge a little bit here, in some manner, en quelque façon, right? In nothingness or in non-being, that is to say, insofar as I am not myself the sovereign being, he says, I find within myself an infinity of, and here is an interesting word, an infinity of lacks, an infinity of deficits, manquement. In French, you know, manquer means to be missing. And so there's things that ought to be there that aren't there, and those derive from this nothingness. I participate somehow. He doesn't clarify what participating in nothingness actually means, but it's perhaps a metaphorical term. He participates in nothingness every time that he's making some sort of mistake because there is this infinity of lacks within himself. And we can say that's within human being insofar as Descartes himself is saying that, listen, you can stand in as the human being in these meditations, right? But he's really just thinking about this is a reflexive process of considering his own being. So if you think that you perhaps are the sovereign being, or that you don't have any of these lacks, well, maybe this isn't for you. But for the rest of us, who can recognize that we are not the supreme being, and that maybe there are some lacks within ourselves, this is something to think about. Now, a little bit later in this meditation, he's going to say that error is not pure negation in us. So he says it's not simply the defect or the lack of some sort of perfection which is not applicable to me, is not expected of me. He uses the term dû, you know, something that I should have, right? But he says, rather, it's a privation of some knowledge, some connaissance, that it seems that I ought to possess. And so where error is arising is when we're participating in some way in nothingness or non-being by lacking within ourselves a knowledge that ought to belong to us. And we can consider then how it is that we fall into this lack of knowledge. And that's what we're looking at in the rest of this meditation. But it's important to understand this very metaphysical grounding for error. We are placed, according to Descartes, in between whatever the supreme being is, of which we have some idea, and whatever non-being or nothingness is. We are that thing in between as human beings. Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.